Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Oh, well, well, we saw Winks have a little trundle yesterday. Just, what, really didn't get out of second gear, but the boys were happy with it.
Yeah, they were. All the reports were good out of Rose Hill after her first public appearance of 2019. I suppose the little concern is the fact she was a length and a half slow out of the barriers, but we know she can be a bit fresh and a bit edgy, especially early on in her preparation. I remember going back a couple of preps ago, she missed the start 4 lengths first up, didn't she, in just one. So that's always a little bit of a concern, but I'd be a bit more concerned if she does miss it again in the second trial. So not too much to worry about at this stage. Hit the line really well. Hugh Bowman and Chris Wallace said everything you want to hear heading into an autumn preparation, and all on track for that Apollo Stakes return next month, and of course heading towards hopefully Queen Elizabeth, which would be a fairy tale finish for the great mare.
She's not amongst Chris Waller's nominations for the All Star Mile.
No, she wasn't. We saw those nominations, or Chris Waller put out a press release yesterday about those. He's got 7 nominated at this stage, including the Autumn Sun, who probably not heading to the race. Chris Waller suggesting that he's thrown him in the nominations just to keep the options open, but at this stage, probably hitting the races like the Hobartville, the Randwick Guineas, and races like that. But the other nominations for Waller: Asian Spirit, D'Argento, Shillelagh, Unforgotten, Tom Melvin, and Chaotic. So, look, that's not to say the great mare Winks won't run in the All-Star Mile. There's those wildcard entries still, so she still can head down to Melbourne and be part of that race. And no doubt if they wanted to head that way, you'd think she'd be getting one of those wildcard entries. So we'll wait and see how that all pans out, but some really good nominations for that big race in Melbourne, the first edition this year, and looking forward to that as being part of the autumn going forward.
Brad, let me get your thoughts on a text message that came through. We're talking about Winks avoiding the Autumn Sun. If a boxer avoids someone, there is always a question mark about them and their legacy. I would love to see Winks race the Autumn Sun. Do we need to defend Winks's legacy?
Oh, I don't think so at all. I think if anything, back in the Cox Plate, it was the Autumn Sun avoiding Winks, and I don't think if Chris Waller had the plans of both horses and they matched, I don't think he'd be too concerned about putting them against each other. I know Winks is another 6 months older than she was in the spring, but all signs are good, and we just know she just wins for fun, and she just finds a way against all odds sometimes to win and win and win, and you know that's why. Winning record at 29 straight stands. So, yeah, look, he's a really good horse, but she's still got lengths on him, to my eye. And, look, he's still going through the grades and no doubt will improve again this time. It'll maybe close that gap a bit further, but I've got no doubt if they meet that she'll beat him again.
I can't see many owners wanting to want their horse up against Winks anyway.
No,
Elise and Lean Mean Machine also catch the eye at the trials, Brad.
Yeah, so they're both really good. Elise, obviously heading towards that All-Star Mile, and one of the favourites or early favourites for that race. So she was super, hit the line really well in the same heat as Winks, and then Lean Mean Machine in the second heat, really taken by the way he found the line under a little pressure. And look, Trapeze Artist was in that same trial heading towards the Expressway Stakes, and he was pretty good there considering I had a look and my eyes aren't 110%, but I didn't look to have the blinkers on to my eye on those trials. So we know he's a much better horse with those blinkers on. I thought he did enough in that trial, and looking forward to having him back as well and seeing where he can get to this autumn and even beyond that.
Webby's got a bit of hard-earned ready to throw out today.
My 94 cents in the tab account's ready to go.
What are we looking at and where are we going to?
Warwick Farm today. It's going to be pretty hot out there. Obviously, we are in January now, but I think they're predicting about 36 degrees out at Warwick Farm, so pretty warm conditions. But, look, I think the best value of the day is race 2, number 3, Joe's Reward. This is a Teams Hawks-trained runner, filly, and she's beaten 8.5 lengths first up at Moonee Valley, but the winner won by a big space that day and finished third and didn't have a lot of luck. I love the way she found the line, and form out of that race has been outstanding. The 4th, 6th, and 7th horses have all come out and won, but not just one, but they've won by 1¾ lengths, 2¾ lengths, and 3¼ lengths. So they've all come out and absolutely bolted in next start. So the form's really stacked up. I think she'll appreciate the extra trip here being by Seamus Award, a Cox Plate winner. So up to the 1400 metres, I think she's the best value of the day at around 13¾. I think she'll run a big race there. Best each way, race 5, number 8, November Man, $6.220. He was really good when just been beaten by Royal Witness last time out. Gets a little swing in the weights, and he had an excuse prior to that. I think the $6 is over the odds. And look, the one that everyone will be tipping today is race 4, number 8, Prophet Thumb, $2.10. You can probably back her straight out or throw her in multi. She does look hard to beat. The one little concern with her is she has missed the start at all three runs to date. That's a little concern, but she's got an electrifying turn of foot, and she should still be too classy for those in race 4. So you can take a one out in the first leg of the quarter, you can back her straight out at 210. I think she'll start shorter or throw her in multis. But they look the three at this stage. The main one for me, race 2, number 3, Joy's Reward each way.
Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, guys.